B-Pod Studios.
Gasper and Murray have scorching hot takes. Twisting your mind with Pat Celtics and Bates. They'll also talk socks and out-of-town things. Just call them up on this Saturday. Gasper!
Hey, Murray.
Gasper!
Hey, Murray.
Just call them up on this Saturday. Gasper!
Hey, Murray.
Gasper!
Hey, Murray.
Gasper!
Hey, Murray.
Gasper!
Gasper Murray, 98.5, the Sports Hub. Now, and another thing, as I look up here, Chris, and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is on saying that New York City will begin slowly reopening June 8th. So that's like a week or so? Is that a week from Monday?
It's a week from Monday, yes.
Week from Monday. It'll open up the show if you missed it. We'll take your calls on it, but open up talking about the protests, the murder of George Floyd earlier this week, for the first like 40 minutes of the show, because, I mean, that should be top of mind. I think it is top of mind for most people. So I couldn't in good conscience come in here and be like, hey, let's open up talking sports like the fellas here. But I also wasn't going to spend the whole 3 hours on it because it's an exhausting topic, as is everything in life now. But looking up here, that's all confusing, and it's a scary time to be alive. Increasingly scary. Things are getting worse by the day, by the hour. The lack of guidance just too in regard to the pandemic, which I half joked earlier saying, oh, it's funny. It feels like we've beat the pandemic in the last 72 hours as what's been top of the mind is the murder of George Floyd, the protests since breakup. We beat Corona, Chris, but what did we beat it with? That old timey thing that America's best known for, racism and anger. Just like poof, it goes away. But there's like continued no direction, real direction on how to deal with the pandemic as each state is handling things differently. So you have New York here saying they're going to slowly open New York City a week from Monday. But here in Massachusetts, even though it's months away, they canceled the marathon earlier this week.
Yes.
Did Mayor Marty Walsh. Slow reopening here. I also saw, and this it's a story that certainly wouldn't get much play on sports radio. It's understandable. It's not a major sport. But I found it an absurd decision that unfortunately screwed over a good friend of mine's son, who was recently named to the U.S. snowboard team. And I'm upset for him because it was like, you know, this is a life-changing moment for him. It's a great thing. And they're canceling, Burton canceled the 2021 U.S. Open Snowboarding Championship, which is a massive event in snowboarding.
Okay.
They canceled that. You know when it takes place? Next year, next March. So
it just seems a little.
Yeah, it feels premature, but who am I to say? You're not a scientist, Jim. No, but, you know, common sense, like everything, it's all gone out the window. So I don't know the finances of Burton, but it's the first time in their history they're canceling the thing. It's a massive event in snowboarding. Last I checked, snowboarding outside on a mountain, individualistic sport, a lot of spacing. But sure, let's cancel it, even though it takes place in March. I don't have an answer here, and I need ranting I want to do here on this show.
Yeah.
The lack of direction, too. It's just, nobody knows what the hell that they're doing with this thing, it feels like, either. Like, oh, we're open, but we're not open. We're open. This state's open. We get to do this. We don't get to do that. Oh, and take a spin, if you have some time. Speaking of, like, can't do this, can't open that, spacing, 6 feet, all very important. Take a spin down Mass Ave and Malena Cass sometime and see what they've done there with the unfortunately named methadone mile. And I feel for those people and those that are dealing
afflicted
with that kind of afflicted in that addiction. They've turned that into, you've watched The Wire, Chris?
Yes.
You remember Hamsterdam?
Hamsterdam,
where it was just like an open-air drug market, where the cops and collectively...
Sorry, I don't remember it.
The powers that be essentially turned a blind eye to an open-air drug market, and like, anything goes. That's what they've turned that into. They've put those that have been down there wandering around into the basketball courts. And now it's like, hey, anything goes. That seems safe.
Ooh.
Yeah. Bad. I don't know. So... Yeah, I don't know. There's
because I feel like you're... You know, overwhelmingly negative normally. Can I say a positive?
Please.
I was able to get a haircut this week.
Oh, you must have
the most
pumped.
Joy.
I didn't even notice. Oh,
the
yeah.
most joy that I felt in months.
Look at that fade. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, no, you look good.
Yeah.
You look good.
It was great. It was great. I mean, I had to go down there 4 different times, make an appointment, wait outside, but you got in the chair, wearing the mask. It was great. I really enjoyed it. That was really probably the highlight of my week.
It made Jasmine
look good, feel good.
My wife did it too. She went for the first time in months. She got her hair done. She goes to her usual girl. She was her first client that she had seen in months, and it It also made her week. I think you were super pumped by that.
She got her hair did.
Yeah, got her hair did. Yep. Even though, she, and I'm sure it was like the same for you. It's very strange. It's like getting the Silkwood shower now. Everyone is all masked up.
Yep.
It's like, you're, you know, but hey.
So that's a positive. That was a big step. The barbershop reopening. That was a big step
slowly
in my world.
Hey, slowly but surely, I suppose.
Man, it's
but,
a little harder for you know some of us than others when the hair starts to grow out. I realize I can't do a fade. Can't do a fade on my own.
Just feel like though with the marathon, like if you're an elite runner and those top runners, and you just say no crowds, couldn't you still have run the race? But hey, who am I to say?
Yeah.
Who knows? Huh? What crazy times we're living in? Hey, gang. Oh Jesus. Oh boy. I tell you what though,
the restaurants are coming back. Did you hear the governor? I think you'll be one of the first people sitting outside, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, I'll go.
I know you will, yeah.
Yeah. And I saw today Deep Ellum, one of my favorites in Alston. Peace out, Deep Ellum. Thanks for a great 13 years. Yep, one of my favorites. That's gone. Read an article that my favorite restaurant in the city, Eastern Standard, that's probably closing. Everything ends, Chris. Everything ends. But boy, I will tell you this. Here is a Jim Murray guarantee. I am going to get blackout drunk tonight. let's go to Matt in Framingham on the protests going on throughout the country. Hey, Matt.
Boy, what a week, huh, guys? Hey, Chris.
Yes.
I know you mentioned The Matrix earlier, which is one of my all-time favorite movies. I think a perfect illustration of the way things are right now. The scene in the movie when Keanu Reeves is getting hooked up to the machine and Lawrence Fishburne is telling him what the pill that he took, what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And then Keanu says, what does that mean? And the guy hooking him up says, what it means is buckle your seatbelt, Dorothy, because Kansas is going bye-bye.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true. Yeah. That's what it feels like in life right now. Yep.
Yeah. Quick point I want to make about this whole thing about the whole mess that we're living in right now. I don't want to hear the stick to sports crowd today or anytime soon telling us, whether if it's the radio station or athletes or whatever, to stick to sports. Because in case you don't know, people are losing their lives out there today. And we're all human beings like the rest of us. So you might want to sit this one out, the stick to sports crowd people. Just a thought.
Oh, Matt, no, I'm with you 100% there. As it was, I was... Yeah, look, I mean, they're paying me for a job here. I wasn't going to spend, and it, frankly, it's like it's depressing and exhausting. I wasn't going to spend the whole 3 hours doing this. But I, like I said earlier, if you missed it, like, you know, I came in here. It was top of mind. It's what I want to talk about. I watched the effing news till 2 a.m. last night when I should have been in bed by 10:30. Just so tired. You know, so yeah, I'm with you on that. Like, especially now. When there's no sports going on, like we were talking about Bundesliga, like, come on.
Oh, that reminds me. We should have those matches on here.
Oh, right. Yeah, flip those on. Watch this poor little elephant getting cleaned here, whatever this animal show is that's going to make me cry.
But on the stick to sports thing, it's like, okay, you know, people say that, and I like what he said there. But again, athletes are real people too. So, for example, Steven Jackson, former NBA player, he knew George
Floyd.
He
was friends with George
Floyd. He was friends with him. That's a friend of his. So, of course, he's, and I like what Jaylen Brown's doing on Twitter, that he's my, I'll tell you, after watching the last, this is, I'm going to go on a little bit of a rant here real quick before we go to break, but after watching the Last Dance thing, and I felt this way before, but I'm 100% convicted with it now. You know, it's my conviction. I would much rather have an athlete like a Kaepernick or Jaylen Brown who uses their platform to speak out and try and make social change and tries to advocate for social justice, and I'll put Devin McCourty in that group as well, than a Michael Jordan who just wants to have an image and sell shoes. To me, that is the biggest black mark on Michael Jordan's career, is that he never used his platform to do anything to advance civil rights. Never, never, never. Now, look, you can argue, and it's probably legitimate, that his crossover appeal by itself had some sort of impact on civil rights, and that's fine, but he never spoke out.
Well, it's got to be aggravating in that, and it is aggravating in that, it's not like he didn't have the opportunity to.
Yeah.
So, like, that's where your ire is.
Yeah, the whole Harvey Gantt, Jesse Helms Senate race in North Carolina. Again, look up Jesse Helms and what his background was and you know, who he was as a politician and what he believed in. I mean, a virulent racist to the core. And I'm not saying he would have lost that race if Michael Jordan put his thumb on the scale for Harvey Gantt, but he didn't. He didn't. He that was the whole genesis of Republicans buy sneakers too comment. And to watch that Last Dance thing and for him to show no contrition, no remorse, not even to sort of step back and say, you know, in hindsight, maybe I could have found a way to thread the needle there. But it was just sort of like, well, what do you want me to do? You know, what you know, I said, I don't know the guy. It's like, what? Like, I mean, you got to be kidding me. And so that's the thing that bothers me about it. And that's where I would much rather have an athlete, whether it's a Muhammad Ali, whoever, who uses that platform to speak up and speak out and try and make social change than someone who's just interested in scoring points and selling sneakers.
I tell you what, I mean, you mentioned Jaylen Brown. You follow him on any form of social media. He has got a career ahead of him in terms of, I mean, he's already been very outspoken anyway, but like just as a... there's a politician maybe or so, you know, it's said for even before anything like this, I've always felt like part of me, it's like Jaylen Brown's like too smart for the NBA. Like,
well, there were actually, and B-Rob will say this, you know, when he came out, there were actually NBA teams who evaluated him that way
and looked at it as a knock. I'm
they
sure
looked at it as a negative. This guy can think for himself. That's a negative.
Just as an aside too, another thing that you know, that pisses me off about that Last Dance documentary is obviously open the floodgates for all more long-winded documentaries. Did you see that? I think it's MLB Network is going to put out a 20-part thing on Derek Jeter. Do we
is
need
it
that
20-part?
It's something ridiculous. Like,
oh, really?
We don't need that much.
64 hours.
64 hours.
I'll say this though, I will watch it if there's an entire episode on those alleged gift baskets that he would give to all the women that he would sleep with.
I want one show completely on the gift baskets.
I agree. The gift baskets.
And who he's tagged. That's
I would watch. That could be a couple episodes. Like, who he's tagged could be one episode. And then the gift baskets, I want to know, how did he come up with the idea? Who was responsible for putting them together? How many did he have on hand at a time? I mean, honestly, I think the gift baskets should get their own documentary, to be truthful.
Right. Episode 10. This it'll be all about the gift baskets and who he was with from 97 to 2000. Like, that is interesting, but we'll never get that.
I know.
Otherwise, like, oh, what a bore. Hey, just like Adele, Derek Jeter, like, great player, deserves being in the Hall of Fame, blah, blah, blah. Like, just a humorless bore.
I'll say this, too. This is a little story. Indulge me. I know we're running up against it. But I remember the first time I ever saw Derek Jeter was actually not on baseball. It was on MTV. And he was being interviewed by Daisy Fuentes. Do you remember Daisy Fuentes?
I do remember. Yeah.
And Daisy Fuentes was interviewing him. And she even said, she said to him, like, you have such pretty eyes. And he looked at her and she looked at him. And I was like, oh, this is going down. So that needs to get an episode there, too.
Yeah. Minutes later, Carson Daly's like, let me smell your fingers, man.
Crazy Mariah Carey has to get an episode. There's a lot there. I really don't even care about, you know, like, I don't care about the jump throw and, you know, the 3,000th hit off David Price. Just Mariah Carey, who he's dated, gift baskets, Daisy Fuentes. That's your doc right there.
All right. Full phone lines. We'll get to you. I got you know, it's pretty much all we've run the gamut here. So anything you want to talk about from what we've discussed, if you've been with us from the beginning of the show today, we'll get to it. Coming up next here, Gasper Murray, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Gasper and Murray, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Goodyear Briggs.
This is Gasper and Murray.
You will listen.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
Gasper Murray, 98.5, The Sports Hub. So Chris was miffed that the owners tabled the 4th and 15, the other option for teams, considering that they've neutered the onside kick in the NFL. Mike and Woburn with a thought on that. You're next here on Gasper Murray. Hi, Mike.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Good. What's going on,
Mike?
Nothing. I got my mouth started watering when you guys were talking about haircuts. I look like Kramer after they installed the low flow shower heads right now. So I am,
it was great. It was glorious.
I need a freaking haircut. I don't care if it looks like I'm getting, you know, I'm getting treatment at during the HBO Chernobyl document. I don't care if that's how it looks when I go in there. It has to happen. So, Chris, I actually saw you on Channel 5 yesterday talking about this. Congrats.
Yes. Thank you.
And also, my condolences. I know you're probably going through Bancroft withdrawal now that you're not near Comcast.
I hope the Bancroft is doing well. I hope they're able to do the takeout and stay in business.
They're not doing it. They're still closed. If anyone's having it, it's me, Mike. I love that place. And I have like I want to go so bad.
Bancroft & Co. too at the North Shore Mall. Very good. Two locations.
Yeah, and you won't have to deal with outside bike lane locusts swarming around you as you're eating. So, Team Bancroft all the way. But, Chris, I definitely disagree with you. Okay. I definitely disagree on this because
– Wait, you're on the side of the kicker? Oh, my God. Yeah, this is unprecedented.
Chris, this has been my whole thing all along.
Okay.
The biggest problem with the kicking game now is that it's too routinely we know the result. It is okay. We won't get that Saints like change momentum. We don't get the Desmond Howard change momentum that killed us in the Super Bowl either, because there's no kickoff returns. So what are we doing? This is my argument. Remove the kicker. Make having a player that can kick an advantage. And you know what? The best way to solve this onside kick thing is do it. Have a drop kick, because as soon as the ball hits the ground, eliminate the fair catch rule and have it be so. In that 10 yards, that you know they have that first 10 where you have to cover the ground.
Yeah.
Have that next 10. There's no fair catch, so the ball goes up and it becomes one big jump ball. Perfect. Perfect chaos, randomness. It would be great. And if people are still worried about the concussions, decrease the area between the two teams to 5 yards, so you can't get a big run up. There's got to be something in there that changes things, so we see something different, so we get some type of variety in the action. Because right now the kickoff is just a glorified handing the ball, the ref handing the ball back to the other team and spotting it at the 25. There's no chance of any type of exciting play now. It rarely happens. Hell, let Mike Tomlin make a tackle if he wants to now. I don't care. I'm all for some type of excitement in the kicking game and adding some randomness to it by eliminating the specialists and adding an element of danger that's not as dangerous, because if guys are jumping up for the ball, they're not ramming into each other. Have that rule change it, and everybody would like it better than just another glorified college football playoff type arrangement.
So you're advocating for more Nate Ebner like mortar kicks, basically.
You know what, Chris? Don't get me started on the rugby talk, because this comes from rugby, and rugby has fundamentally adapted things that have reduced concussions while not shooting your sport in the foot. And I think the NFL could benefit from watching where they've gone.
Thanks for the call, Mike.
Interesting proposal.
Yeah, I was surprised to hear that, because it ultimately...
Well, he still managed to stick it to the kickers, because he's like, well, we'll just take the kickers off the roster and have some player. But do I want to see more Nate Ebner? Do you want to see more Nate Ebner mortar kicks?
No, I hate that thing. Man, that was one of the dumbest plays in Patriots history, let alone the last decade. Paul and Braintree on NFL rule changes. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, I think I just got what I was going to ask about explained. Before I go into that, it's funny you mentioned the snowboarding. My niece is on the NORAM ski team, which is one step below the U.S. ski team. And they've already told her season is not going to start in Utah in October. And she said, why? I'm wearing a helmet and a face shield. I'm on a mountain. Can't figure it out. But they're not going to start this season in October. Anyways, I just figured, when I heard the 4th and 15 rule, I said, wait a minute. If you convert on 4th down, you keep the ball anyways. So this is after you score.
This is after you score.
Okay, so it should be first, because when I heard 4th and 15, it was confusing. I'm saying, if it's 4th and 1 or 4th and 50, if you convert, you keep the ball anyway.
Well, the reason it's fourth down is because it's one play. However you want to say it, you have one shot to get 15 yards to keep the football.
Yeah, I let him go on that.
Yeah,
I want to get to Harry in Weymouth. It says here in the call screener, world problems, of which there are many. go ahead, Harry. Hi, how are you?
What's up, Big Jim?
Hey.
I feel like if anyone gets this, it's you, dude. And, like, yeah, there's a lot of bad problems right now with sports not being there, but maybe focus on the fact that, like, we have water, you know, things are okay. But I also want to say two other things. I am a diehard Bruins fan, miss the NHL so badly, and Sarge sucks, like, even worse.
Thanks for the call, Harry. Oh, we love Sarge. It doesn't make it all that better when I was perusing Instagram this week, Chris, and I was like, oh, right. Yeah, it was a year ago tonight that it was game 1 of the Stanley Cup final. Oh, that was a good time. I mean, going through any, whether, you know, if you're still on Facebook, you get the reminders of like, oh, 2 years ago today, 3 years ago today. It's that was a place I shouldn't have checked out. Like old photos from about a year ago on Instagram. Oh, remember that? Oh,
see, yeah, now you would like die to go to St. Louis with Felger and Mads.
It's funny. Yeah, I hated that trip with the power of a thousand suns. And now I would do anything for it. It's funny, too. Like the wife and I other friends and I that we've all had conversations like, oh, I wish I could have that night back where we decided like, yeah, no, I'm too tired. Should have done. And now like, oh, nope, should have went to that. Oh, should have had that dinner. No, should have went. Yeah, because I would do anything for times. Boy, I love times.
You love times. I know you do. Yeah. Yeah, the wife and I, we're talking about maybe a trip to Nashville or something this summer. One of these, we might roll the dice with one of these places that's open.
Well, I hope they exist by then, Chris. You know, it's funny. I was thinking like, oh, you know, the wife's never been to Atlanta. I lived in Atlanta. I loved Atlanta. Will there be an Atlanta by August? Who's to say? Nate in Northbridge on the protest. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah. First of all, thank you for talking about something other than sports. I'm actually not super mad about anybody trying to talk about the news right now because it's kind of more important. Jim, you want to watch something on YouTube that's going to piss you off?
Please.
Okay. Look up Man AutoZone Windows Smashes Minneapolis or some mix of those words. And you're going to get video footage of the person who actually started the property destruction in the precinct of Minneapolis that they're all talking about, you know. These riots and they're provoking the police. No, it was the other way around. Go look it up.
Oh, it was like confirmed that it was a cop, right?
Well, it's not. So they denied it, but he has this mask on, this gas mask that is not easily purchased by a civilian. He's head to toe in all black, and then he's got a black umbrella on as if he's mimicking the people that were protesting in Hong Kong. So it was like this tall ass white dude was decked out like a real, well-equipped protester. But when they came up to him and they were saying, why are you smashing these windows? We're not trying to be violent here. He gets pissed at all these guys that he's ostensibly protesting with. So either it was this undercover police officer, or what I think is more likely, a counter-protester who wanted to incite violence and make it look like it was the Black Lives Matter movement.
Yeah, Nate, and thanks for the call. So this has been updated, too. We were talking about this during a commercial break. So there was a press conference from the Minneapolis governor, governor of Minnesota, and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, St. Paul Mayor Melvin Carter, Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison, all alleging that outside forces, domestic and possibly foreign, have infiltrated that area. And just scrolling here, I said, every person arrested last night during the protests in Minnesota, was from out of state. The governor said it's at least 80% that they will begin releasing the names. He adds that white nationalist groups are posting messages promoting going to Minneapolis to, quote, get our loot on and cause mayhem. He says they will investigate those using the outrage over the murder of George Floyd as a cover for illegal activity. Governor Walz acknowledged the legitimate rage and anger over the police-involved killing, but last night in Minnesota was a mockery of pretending it's about George Floyd's death or about disparities. This pressure just gets more remarkable. Mayor Frey said Tuesday the protests were obviously very different. The masks worn by the protesters, as this has morphed over the last few days, were about disguise, not COVID safety.
Interesting.
That's great. That's great. Great. Things are great.
Did you ever see did you ever watch the HBO Watchmen series?
You know, I haven't. And
it was pretty good, but there's something that sort of mimics this that, like, you know, happens that's sort of at the center of the show. I don't want to give it away.
And I know that
it's really well done.
I know that it's, you know, it's a superhero show and whatnot. Yeah. It's based on the graphic novel and the movie, which I despised. Yeah. It's one of the reasons I really haven't watched it. I hated that movie so bad. It's so corny and it's
stunk. Oh, that movie was terrible.
Oh, just garbage.
The show's much better.
Is that loosely based on something, though, that really happened? There was like
a... Yeah, it is. It's based on Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's what it was. Yep. Right. Okay.
So it's and the Tulsa massacre that happened there. And that sort of in 1921. So that sort of is the background of the whole thing.
Okay, yeah.
The Greenwood massacre.
Then I gotta watch that. Oh, that Watchmen movie. What a bunch of garbage. About the only saving grace of that was...
Melon Ackerman.
Yeah, so thank you. You beat me to it, of course you knew. Right at the tip of your tongue. Yeah. And then the
Malin,
big...
How is it? Malin or...
I think it's Malin Ackerman.
Okay.
Either way, yeah, she's a delight in that movie. But boy, yeah. I didn't need to see the big blue guys hog all up in my face like time and again. And I get that's what happened in the graphic novel, but the movie's just like... Yeah. The big blue guys. Just all the time. Like, put pants on, dude. Like, I get it, you know.
I don't know why that gets me, but it does. Because I'm just making. You mean Dr. Manhattan?
Yes, Dr. Manhattan. That's what.
Blue guy.
Oh, yeah. You've been. If you have all these superpowers, how about superpowers of getting a pair of shorts or some tidy whities? I don't need to see every time you turn around, like, oh, here he is on Mars all of a sudden because he has these superpowers because he's been affected by the radioactive activity, but he can't put pants on. So it's just a giant blue hog. Time and again.
Clothes don't mean anything to Dr. Manhattan.
Apparently not.
Time doesn't mean anything to Dr. Manhattan.
God, I hate that movie. But I suppose I should watch the show. It's not a lot of blue hog in the show. Can
no. I don't want to give it away. The big blue guy, as you call him, is in the show, but not for a while. Get to figure it out.
All right. We'll run through some more of your phone calls as we get closer to the end of the show. I did want to quickly touch on because it was a hot topic that people like love talking about. Should there be crowd noise, a fake crowd noise? I hate the fake crowd noise. No, like people are so either purists or they want the fake crowd noise when it comes to sports. I do want to quickly touch on that next here on Gasper and Murray.
Gasper and Murray. Gasper and Murray. Gasper and Murray. Gasper and Murray. On 98.5, the Sports Hub. Gasper and Murray on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Playing in Germany, like preseason games, when you have scrimmages, no fans, and then you hear every voice, every word, every like step, it's annoying. And also when I watched the soccer games this weekend, it was just didn't feel right to watch the games. Like I think especially in Boston, when it comes to playoffs, like the fans at TD Garden are so important. It's so loud, and then. So I can imagine now playing a playoff game just with nobody in there. It feels like probably like a practice game, like a practice scrimmage.
So that's the Celtics' Daniel Theis, who was asked about the fake crowd noise that they've been pumping into Bundesliga, which he was talking about there, and how it's felt like to him, like with the practices, the thought of having to play in front of no fans. He didn't like the idea, and I don't blame him. I'm for the fake crowd noise. This has been a hot topic on Felger and Naz now for weeks, but especially in this last week, since if you woke up last Saturday, Chris, well, I know you were on with Arcand. I needed a day off to try to get my mind right. Shocker, it didn't work. But I was flipping around, and I was like, oh,
yeah,
Bundesliga, I'll watch it for 5 minutes.
Bundesliga.
And then after a few minutes, I was like, wait, why is this deer? Oh, fake crowd noise! And they kind of... They changed the camera angles a bit to try to not show the seats.
Yes.
So if you didn't know that we were living in the hell pandemic with the world getting worse by the hour, that, you know, it's a regular soccer match. And the din of the... Like, that's what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for, like, whooping it up in, like, fake boos or anything like that. If there's someone that's taken out with a slide or we're talking about American football and it's like a cheap, dirty hit. Like, I don't need that. But I need the din. I need the constant buzz
you need,
of
like, that
the fake crowd.
Noise?
Yeah, I think that it makes it more palatable. Maybe that makes me a child. So be it. I am. But that's what I want. Theis doesn't want it. Where are you on it?
I don't think I want it because I think it's an interesting opportunity to maybe hear like what happens on the court. Like, you know, we always hear like, oh, Larry Bird was this legendary trash talker and he told it, you know, Xavier McDaniel, I'm going to make the shot. There's nothing you can do about it. Can you imagine hearing some of that stuff, like LeBron or...
I just don't think that their players aren't going to allow themselves to be mic'd up, and I don't blame them.
I'm not sure they'll have to be mic'd up, because if you have just those parabolic mics and they're that close and there's no fans, you might pick some of it up.
Yeah, but I think the producers will have a quick trigger finger on that, and then it'll be even worse. What you'll hear is just nothing, you know? So if you ever watch... like a live press conference or it's a concert or something like that they're putting on live, all of a sudden there's just no sound. It's because the producer is dumped out because an F-bomb has been thrown out there or something that wouldn't pass FCC regulations. So as juicy as that could be, it ain't going to happen. Like, we're not going to be allowed to hear any of that kind of stuff. So I don't
know if I want the fake crowd noise then instead.
Just the consistent...
No.
I'd rather
have just the library-like silence and hear the squeaking of the sneakers and the bouncing of the basketball. I don't like canned crowd noise.
I need the full production. I want to be
really?
Yeah, I need to be live.
What happened to Play It Right?
So I'm play it right. Give me the crowd noise.
But
I don't care.
Fake. It's yeah, not real.
I want it to sound how it's supposed to sound. Play it right.
Play it right. Okay.
Well, you know who's with you? Your former coworker at the Globe, Dan Shaughnessy, who posted a column yesterday. No fans in the stands won't be all bad. After reading this, I think he should change the title of the article, Fans, I Hate You. really, this thing was like, Dan, I get it, because you know, Felger's the same way. He thinks it's ridiculous to put in the fake crowd noise, but just reading part of this, I know what I'm rooting for, the Sounds of Silence, and I don't mean Simon and Garfunkel's epic hit. Let's have some peace and quiet, do not disturb. Fenway Park could become like the reading room at the Boston Public Library. I mean, sound older. Here's what I'm looking forward to in potential no fans, no noise sports zone of 2020. No jackass yelling, in the hole, every time a PGA player puts from 20 feet.
He's right.
No more fan interference on baseballs hit down the first and third baselines. Ditto for pop-ups that carry towards the dugouts or backstop. My colleague Bob Ryan has recommended appendage disembowelment for this offense. I think it's a tad harsh, but it would be nice if fan interference went away forever. No one chanting air ball every time an NBA shooter fails to graze iron. The air ball taunt is weak and should be retired when fans eventually return. Oh, you come on, Dan. This one I'm with him on, though. No nauseating sing-along to Sweet Caroline when the Red Sox come to bat, trailing 14-1 in the bottom of the eighth. The song's terrible. I wish it would be retired. I hate that. And on he goes. No, you'll hear the sound of a baseball crashing off the wall at Fenway. No wave. No Bills Mafia. How can you be against the Bills Mafia? See, what it really comes down to is you people that are anti the fake crowd noise, you're anti-fun is what it is. At least Felger would admit that. He is anti-fun when it comes to sports.
I think we're just purists, Jim. That's all.
I think you're anti-fun is what it comes down to. All right, well, let's go to Jeff in Nashua. You're next here on Gasper Murray. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Good.
Good. It is always an honor to be on with Jeopardy Joe and Dallin Cuff. So before I go on, well, actually, with Kaepernick, and as a 49er fan, I really, really, really had a problem with him because his pocket presence was terrible, and unless Harbaugh was holding his hand, he was not very productive. However,
like Garoppolo.
However, as a social justice message, he was right on point, and we probably should have listened, because taking a knee for exactly what happened to George Floyd is the only thing he was taking a knee about. The only thing. And it's so frustrating. It makes me sick to my stomach even thinking about it and talking about what happened, that people have perverted that message. That's all he was taking a knee about. And I wish people would just get that through their heads. He's more of a prophet than a pariah. Anyways, have a good one, guys.
Thanks, Jeff. And I said it earlier in the show, it got to a point where I, too, was like, well, this message feels like it's been co-opted. Now you're selling, like, these Nike shoes with your image on it, and it's like, well, what was this? I get what it was initially about, but I think that the message kind of got lost a little bit. And
that's because people wanted the message to get lost because they didn't want to accept the message.
Yeah, but I'll tell you.
I mean, because here's how, and I'm sorry to cut you up, but before the message got co-opted with Nike, the message got co-opted as being anti-military and anti-America,
It was never about that. And I had said for a while, too, even though I do think that his skills did diminish, he should have a job over, say, half the hacks that are backups in the game. I always, you know, people would occasionally call and they would be like, rabble, rabble on both sides. Like, oh, the Patriots are telling Kaepernick. I always wanted that. Yeah. Despite like the red faced Law and Order dads that would just be like, how dare they? Because it was about the flag. It was never about that, you morons. Jesus. But as the caller said, though, it was a prophet. Yeah. Had we maybe paid better attention 3 years ago for what he was trying to talk about, maybe we wouldn't watch the country burn to embers, as we've seen here over the last 72, 42 hours or so.
No, you're right. And I would say if the people who were as adamant and angry and really lashed out at him for what he was doing, which was a peaceful protest, just exercising his rights as an American, if they had channeled some of that anger and action and resentment into the actual issue, maybe we wouldn't be here.
Yeah. So before I take this call, I don't know if you saw this, Brian Windhorst with Actual Sports News, as it pertains to the Celtics, they will most likely offer Jason Tatum a max contract after the season, as they should. But let's take a call on this with Sean and Quincy. Hey, Sean.
Hey, guys. Great show. Thanks for having me on today. Just wanted to comment on the news you just mentioned about Tatum and the extension. Has he actually even been on the record of saying he enjoys his time here? because I kind of compare it maybe to Mookie Betts if he hasn't, homegrown player developed in the system. But, you know, I don't know if he actually said he enjoyed it here. And then the whole being able to afford him with Jaylen Brown, Kemba Walker, probably affects how they view Gordon Hayward going forward, because you can't pay all these guys close to $30 million a year. Just kind of physically unlikely, I guess. I guess it calls into question how Hayward's long-term future is here, because he's the most underperforming out of all of them.
Thanks, Sean. I mean, I would imagine he would opt in, even though I don't think the wife likes it here very much. I would rather be somewhere else like Miami. In regards to whether or not Jason Tatum likes it here, I know that there was that story that popped here in the last couple of weeks where he initially said he wished he wasn't drafted, that he wanted to go, like he would have preferred to be drafted by another team or go somewhere else.
But Phoenix. I thought that was based on the relationships he felt like he
had. So I never really took that as I sneaky kind of don't like it here all that much, like Mookie Betts. I don't know. Have you heard?
I haven't heard. I mean, maybe B-Rap has. Yeah. I haven't heard anything in that regard. And, you know, I think the organization treats him really well.
Yeah, it's only been, like you said, Jim, before the draft, I think he had reservations about coming here. But ever since he's been here, in conversations I've had with him when he's had with other people, he's been nothing but positive about Boston. So I don't think they're worried about that.
I mean, I know he loves his hometown, St. Louis.
But there's no NBA team there.
Right.
So.
He's got tattoos all over the place. He always goes back there as much as he possibly can. But what's the closest team? Chicago? You want to play for the Bulls? Now that franchise blows. So as much as it might not give you what you're looking for in terms of nightlife here in Boston, you know, he's got the.
What do you mean? You love the nightlife here. You've always said that.
Chris, I can't even make fun of it anymore. Yeah. Like you name me. Any terrible place, any bar, any place that would have a sad dad with an acoustic guitar playing a bad Sublime song, which I normally wouldn't. I wouldn't be caught dead in a place like that. I would give you 20 minutes.
Is Kitty O'Shea still around?
Probably. Okay. I mean, spin the wheel of bad Irish bars in and around the city. Like, what? It's all the same. Like,
spin the wheel of bad Irish bars.
Here's just another sad dad with a guitar playing Closing Time with these watered down beers. Like, oh, this is hell. But you know what I would do for that hell right now, Chris? it's amazing.
Would you stare at the big blue guy's hog for a half hour?
It may put it right in my face. Have it be 3D. You want me to put the 3D glasses on? I'll watch for 2 straight hours, that big blue hog, so that I could go to a terrible bar and hear a sad dad play bad cover songs while I drink watered down beer. And right next to me, give me a guy that's yelling at me about Felger and a bad take that I might have spouted over there. I would do anything for
that. And you can't get away, because when you try and move, your feet stick to the floor.
Fine. I would. Oh, you know what I would do? That's how crazy the world is. I would do anything to go to a place like that right now, just to mix it up, just to have a little bit of a respite. No, I can't even do that. Hey, you know what, though? Here's the good in this, Chris. The good in this. Boy, I got something that made my day.
That's just the happiest I've seen you in months.
I wish I could have captured this. The wife texted me during a commercial break, said, I got a cancellation for your jury duty, and she literally used the hashtag, the good in this.
That's awesome.
Oh, you don't know now that. Now, all right, silver linings, the good in this. I didn't, you know how long I've been avoiding jury duty, and now I get to get out of it. All right, I can live with it. Maybe the pandemic, not so bad. Boy, what a time. Hey, 5 questions for Chris Gasper at Channel 5. I got nothing to do with sports. Next, to wrap up the show.
Stay tuned for more Gasper and Murray on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I got 5 questions for Chris Gasper of Channel 5. I got 5 questions that got nothing to do with sports. I got 5 questions.
5! 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah. I got 5.
Let's wrap up the show as we normally do here. 5 questions for Chris Gasper. Channel 5, got nothing to do with sports. Anchored last night. Anchoring again tonight, huh?
I am anchoring again tonight. Yes, I am.
All right, so we'll be looking for Chris again on Channel 5, his new home. Question number one, Chris. A local couple has invented a mask specifically for COVID-concerned diners that comes with a Velcro strip that can simply be peeled back when it's time to eat or drink. Would you, Chris Gasper, wear this non-FDA approved mask made by these pandemic profiteers?
That's a tough one. I'm going to say no.
any reason why? Is it a look thing, or is it?
Well, I just don't, you know, I don't feel like the brand's powerful enough for me.
What if it was a Louis Vuitton?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Velcro yes, strips.
100%. Could... Gucci? Yeah, I'm there.
Okay.
Sign me up.
I'm a hard no on this. I am, not to say you're COVID truth, but I'm sorry. Like, I got to have some personal rules over my dead body. Am I wearing a mask at the table of a restaurant? And fine, I get it. No mask, no service. I will comply there. But if that's your plan, though, as a restaurant, sorry, not going to support you. I'd rather stay home than deal with that kind of inconvenience. And not for nothing, because, you know, common sense doesn't exist anymore. A mask with a hole in it? Call me crazy, but that's the equivalent of a bucket with a hole in it. It's completely useless. But, hey, I'm the a-hole, I guess. Question number two, Chris. Do you listen to any podcasts regularly? If you do, what topics are you most interested in?
I don't really listen regularly, but I'll tell you a podcast that I like is the More Perfect podcast, which is on the Supreme Court.
Oh?
I find it to be really fascinating, and it's an interesting look at the Supreme Court and how, you know, sort of some of the personal biases and life experiences of the justices can influence important decisions like, I don't know, Citizens United?
All right, that sounds a little dry, but kind of interesting. Maybe I'll give it a shot. I'll give you one that I recently got on. It's Winds of Change.
Okay.
It's these two dudes take a deep dive as to whether or not the Scorpion song, remember Winds of Change?
Yes.
You know that like was a massive hit, one of the biggest rock songs ever. Whether or not that was written as like Cold War espionage. The CIA might have written that song in an effort to win the hearts and minds of Eastern Europe to help abolish communism and take down the USSR. Yeah, it's wild.
Now that sounds interesting.
And there's people that they, you know, like, you got to listen to it. I would recommend it. It's a little slow at first, but as it gets going, and some of the people that they talk to off the record that were in the CIA, like, I don't know, listen to it, and I'm not the biggest conspiracy guy, but afterwards, after listening to a few so far, I still have to wrap it up, and I'm like, oh, the CIA definitely wrote this, because the Scorpions weren't that talented.
That's really interesting. I kind of like that one.
Question number three, National Burger Day was celebrated this past week, Chris.
Yeah.
If you eat burgers, describe your perfect hamburger.
Ooh, perfect hamburger. Probably, you know, like medium, lettuce, tomato, and barbecue sauce.
No cheese, just straight.
Oh, no.
Ugh. Oh, I can't get fat. I have to fit in these pants. Don't you understand?
No, I don't. I have a weird thing with cheese on beef. It's just really? Not a thing. Ugh, no.
All right. I'm with you with the lettuce and the tomato. The barbecue sauce, I just want to slather a little bit of mayo, lettuce, tomato, bacon, cheddar. There you go.
I mean, if I'm being totally honest, my perfect burger is an In-N-Out burger.
Oh, well. Oh, yeah. Animal style, too. I mean.
Yes. Oh,
lucky bastards to get to have that out
now. I would kill for that right now.
Question number four, Chris. If COVID-19 or another hell pandemic struck again in the future, what is one piece of advice you'd give someone about to go through it for the first time?
Oh, man. That's tough. Buy a lot of alcohol.
And I would go with find a cyanide pill and take it.
man, you're terrible.
Finally, what movie sequel do you think is better than the original movie?
Ooh, that's a tough one. You know, I'll tell you this. I think that Empire Strikes Back is better than the first Star Wars.
It's the best of all the Star Wars
It
movies.
Really is.
It really is. It's the one that truly holds up the best.
Yeah.
Ends on a downer. I forget what the guy's name was. He was just like the one-off producer who had really nothing to do with the rest of the movies that were made. Empire's the best of the Star Wars
it
movies.
Is.
It's way better
It
than
is
Star
better.
Wars.
Yeah. I might go with the second Lord of the Rings, too.
Oh, those movies. Yeah, you know, even that, though, I would you know what? As I was about to bitch about that, those movies, 9 hours of my life, I'll never get back. I would do anything to go to the movies and watch those horrible 3-hour movies.
They were horrible.
Oh, Chris, just walking forever, walking and walking. And that last one, I remember, it has like 4 ending points in it. Like,
yeah, that I remember.
Is it finally over? No, we have to keep walking until we get to Mordor. Like, oh, Jesus. Like,
the second one was good, though. The Battle at Helm's Deep. That battle is one of the great battles in movie history.
The song Zeppelin wrote about those damn books were 4 minutes tops. 4.5, maybe. And those movies are 3.5, 4 hours each, and each one just more interminable than the last. And then that last one, like, just, can Sauron just wipe them all out, please? God, I hate the Lord of the Rings so much. But I'd do anything to go to the movies to watch a movie like that, too.
Maybe
Chris,
Dr. Manhattan could come down and wipe them all out.
Yeah, hit me in the face with it. Even if that means I get to go to a place like Trinity again and deal with their sticky floors and bad music and just bad atmosphere. Even if I could just go do that tonight, and I can't.
Here's the funny thing, Jim. You want to do all this stuff. You've, like, aged out of this. You shouldn't be doing this stuff anyway at your age.
No, that's fair. Just a sad old man looking for time still. I don't know. All I can ask is, so again, you know, I'm not going to tell you what you should do, but I would implore you, strongly recommend, if you will, if you haven't checked out Killer Mike, Mike Render, the rapper, what he said last night in Atlanta, do yourself a favor, and I would recommend watching that 8 minutes and change that he talked about last night. Really, it comes down to this. Everybody chill, man. Like, just can you chill a little bit? I know it's crazy, and it seems like it's getting worse by the day, but I get the anger. I really do, considering what happened earlier in the week. But, man, chill out. Chris, it's been a pleasure, man.
All right. Always good to see you, Jim.
Check you out tonight on Channel 5. Brian Robb, B-Robb, Boston Sports Journal. Check out his work at bostonsportsjournal.com. I have to imagine, B-Robb, you'll be writing on Jason Tatum's, the potential of a contract, max contract extension for him. He gives me the thumbs up there. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, everybody. Hope to see you Monday with Felger and Maz. We have old Celtics games coming up next. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.